What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here. You're joining us for the Red Hot Real Estate Show on MyTalk 107.1. Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results is here. Our licensed realtor, she brought in her friend Phil Olson from American Mortgage and Equity. And y'all came in ready to help people today. I mean, I just so much energy. Well, the minute you walked in the room.
Phil's sporting his colors.
Go Vikes.
And that's a vintage Vikings thing. That's like, that went back to...
Maybe that's just from his college days.
I was about to say, is that player even still alive? Gotta think you had that for back in the day, but
that's
well
for
done.
Before I even lived here.
Well done. Phil, hey, can you just give everybody your MLS numbers before we move on?
Not a problem. Phil Olson, American Mortgage Equity Consultants, NMLS 238-103, branch NMLS 379-094, and company MLS 150953.
Now, Mimi and Phil, they work together. You guys work together all the time, and I am very familiar with your interactions, but you guys came in going, we got a deal, and Mimi's like, are you sure you want to do that deal? This deal today is absolutely off the chain.
Phil's smoking something, I'm just going to say. I don't know, but maybe you aren't. Maybe you're just in a Christmas spirit.
I'm in the Christmas spirit, and I want to help people, and I want Mimi and I to help people, and that's what it's all about.
Giving away, for real?
I'm giving away $650 off total closing costs.
Are you really sure you want to do that?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
I'm
that's
dead serious.
A lot of money.
I know it's a lot of money, but guess what?
Did you fall into the lottery or something?
I do lots of volume.
I don't know.
I'm glad to pass on a few bucks.
Did you get an extra job?
No.
All right. See, my talkers, like Phil is giving you an amazing deal, $650 off closing costs. If you are, if you call in and you mention the Red Hot Real Estate Show, Mimi tried to talk him out of it. You guys get to benefit from Phil's wacky nature. That's what you guys get to do.
I think he's just seriously today. I don't know. You know, that's a lot of money. I'm just saying lot of money to just say, here you go.
We will take
it. So, listeners, you know, he's not even kidding. We try to talk him out of it.
If you have a question this morning, the number is 651-641-1071. If, in general, you want to get a hold of Phil, you can go to his website, callphilolson.com.
You got it.
And, again, the phone number is 651-238-6748. And, Mimi, you gave me, I didn't expect you to have your new winter guides out already.
They just came out this week. So, we've got the 2017 winter home buying and home selling guide. So if you'd like one, make sure we have your really good email address and a really good phone number. So sometimes numbers and letters get transposed. So make sure we have it right and we can send it out to you.
So producer Ryan would love to talk to you. The number here at the Red Hot Real Estate Show is 651-641-1071. And today I'm very excited because we are going to talk about, we're moving into winter. So I've been tidying up at my house, you know, rearranging, doing the whole Con Marie thing, that whole thing. But some people are not as industrious as I am, but they just want, they think they have an ugly house, but you guys can help them sell that ugly house, right?
Exactly, yes. Because mm-hmm. we're going to turn it into a beautiful house.
Wonderful.
Yes. So here's the story. So Phil and I work with a lot of folks, and I'm just going to tell you that buyers are very, very visual people. You can show a buyer a perfectly good deal and a solid home, and if it's not cute, I mean, when I say cute is relative. If it doesn't have fresh paint, if it doesn't have new carpet, or if the appliances are old, just basic things, they'll turn around and say, no, I just want one that's move-in ready. And you just throw your hands up and you think, this one's move-in ready. All you got to do is a few things.
Right.
Correct.
And so, like that. Okay, so let's just talk about a basic, you know, 1,500 square foot property, and you know, it's not looking all that great because you get all kind of scuff marks on the walls. The carpet's had where the dogs have been up and down the stairs, and they're ratty. You know, you might have a fist, you know, through a hollow door. You know, somebody has some anger management issues.
Because their football team lost during the day or something happened.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe the counters are scratched and they're old Formica and all this and that. And the appliances, you know, half the door is hanging off of the microwave. So you got that picture in your head. So
need to drop it. Need to drop it.
Yes.
Okay, because right now, housing prices are going up anywhere between, in the last 3 years, 20 to 30%. Your average first-time home buyer is going to be looking or trying to find a home between $150,000 and $250,000. And I'm sorry, folks, there's no builders out there building those type of homes brand new.
Right.
So when I meet with a client, what I talk to them is, we need to drop the colors and the carpeting and what's on the walls. We have to look at, is the house functional? Is it safe? Does it meet code? Is it serviceable? If it's got those things, is it big enough? Because guess what? With a big house, or if the house is big enough to meet your needs, over time, you can make this into a darling home. And what is the cost going to be? You're probably looking somewhere between $3,000 to $5,000. Mimi and I have general contractors that can literally come in, help you put in new appliances, put in new floors, paint the walls. And guess what? You do that, your house looks totally different. And now you're going, wow, this is what I really wanted.
So not only does it look totally different, but it also is your house now. It has your personality stamped onto it versus, well, this is what they thought would look cute.
Absolutely.
Before you bought it.
Correct.
So think about it. So you can get carpet for literally as cheap as a dollar a square foot. Not that you want that carpet, but maybe you do.
Right.
Maybe that's all that the budget will afford. But Phil's going to talk about some programs where we can get you granite. We can get you your stainless steel appliances. We can get you the hardwood floors that you wanted. We can get you all of those things. Paint. Where
resurface the cabinets.
Absolutely. For less than what? 10 grand at the most.
You're probably, I mean, it all depends. I mean, if we're doing bathrooms or we're doing kitchens, those are your two major expense areas. You may be looking anywhere between $7,000 to $20,000. But folks, I can build this into the mortgage and your payment's going to go up $5 per thousand. So if we do a $20,000 rehab on the home, and let's say we buy the property right, all right, your payment's only going to go up $100.
Okay.
And now you got the home that you wanted to have in the beginning. But when you walk through it with Mimi, you're going, oh, my God, no, I can't buy this. Yeah, you can. You can buy this.
Yeah.
And we can make it look nice.
And Phil, so all of these properties that have been on the market that people, after the property has been on the market for 3 to 4 weeks, people start to wonder, why hasn't it sold in this fast-paced market? You know, they're starting to think, well, is there something wrong with it? You know, those are the properties that we really ought to be going and looking at, because now the seller is probably going to be a little bit more motivated than they were in the beginning. And that's where we're going to be able to get you the biggest bang for the buck, especially if you're able to listen to us talk about what you can do with the property.
Did it used to be you would hear these pie in the sky stories about, I wanted the house to be more perfect, so I had the seller agree to do X, Y, and Z. Are you saying that now in the market is right now, the seller's not doing any of that stuff? You have to be prepared to do it. And then you work with a team like Mimi and Phil. We work with a team like you guys to get that actually done.
No, I'm not saying that exactly, because some sellers are listening and making their house very, very show ready so that it sells as soon as it comes on the market.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when they do those things to the home, they're creating more of an equity position and they're actually able to sell their house at a higher price. So they're recouping their costs in doing that. And that's why you'll see houses on the market where they've been flipped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and they've been made beautiful, and then sometimes there's flips out there that haven't been made beautiful.
And I'll give you an example of a flip that's not beautiful. It's when you walk in and you feel dizzy going up the stairs because maybe the floor is not level. Okay. Maybe there's a foundation thing going on. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're seeing like really sloppy workmanship. You see paint all over the ceiling where you're covering up orange paint with a new gray, but they were just doing it so fast.
Just getting it done.
Because flippers mm-hmm. want to just make their money in and out fast. So,
I would tell you that's an automatic red flag.
All right.
When you walk into that home and it's been flipped and you're looking at those things, the question that runs through my mind is what corners did they cut?
All right.
To yeah. get this house on the market.
Absolutely. I mean, and there's some telltale signs when you're walking through a property. You can tell if it's just been fast or if it's been a good remodel.
Correct.
So can we cover some of those when we get back? Some what I should look at if I'm walking into a house and just maybe like slow my roll
sure.
before I just say yes to everything?
Sure.
All right, we're going to do that. We're also going to remind everybody about the fantastic deal that Phil has going on right now. Just for our Red Hot Real Estate Show listeners, we'll also take your questions at My Talk 1071. You call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back. Thank you again for joining us here for the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We're in here with Mimi Shoneman from REMAX Results and Phil Olson from American Mortgage and Equity, giving an amazing deal right now. It's like Mimi's even shaking her head still.
No,
she's over it now.
Yeah, I'm all worked up, man. So, I'm not over it, okay? I'm
all
just
right,
not.
All right.
Well, we were explaining.
I'd like to know what you're going to give me for Christmas. Is that's what I'm thinking to myself. She's okay, just tell everybody what you're giving away.
I'm giving away $650 off of closing costs, which is on a standard $200,000 purchase is probably a 15%+ discount, maybe 18%.
Okay, mm-hmm. So this is coming out of your pocket, right?
It comes directly out of my pocket.
That's amazing.
You are generous,
yes,
man.
Thank
ho,
you
ho,
so
ho.
Much for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
See, so this is why you guys are a great team to work with, because you do a lot of things. What we've learned from doing the Red Hot Real Estate Show is a lot of what your mortgage professional and your realtor do is that they work as your counselor if they are good at their job. Because what we were discussing this morning is what you should do if you see a house that isn't quite perfect. Like, you know, Phil and Mimi are talking about helping you buy what you might think is an ugly house.
Oh, my goodness. So here's the thing. I mean, it is just the truth of the matter. Everybody is visual. When you're looking for a house, you're looking for that romantic, emotional connection. You want to be able to smooch that door when you walk
right.
in. That's what I'm getting. That's what I get from buyers. I get it. But do not fall in love until you're sitting at the closing table and then you have your keys. Listen to us. We want to help you get a good deal because getting a good deal on your house feels great.
Yes.
Right, Phil?
Absolutely.
And you'll like the house so much better. You know, like knowing that not only can you put your personal stamp on the house because Phil can help you figure out how to get that included in the mortgage if you need to do any sort of renovations or updates. But if Mimi helps you get that really good deal, you can sit there and go, I can feel so much more comfortable in this house because I have money for something else.
So let me just tell you, all these houses that people are falling in love with that have got the fresh paint and the new carpet, guess what? These flippers are buying those and they're marking them up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So Phil's got some really great strategies we're going to talk about now about what you can do if you've got a house that needs a little bit of lipstick and you want to get it ready for market, but you don't have the money to do it in your savings account.
There you go. Well, for a consumer that's thinking about selling their home and they take a look at their house and they honestly give an assessment of the home and they go, you want to know something? We're a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Well, now how, let's bring it up to an 8. You don't need it to be a 10. So most people have an equity position in their home. All right. And let's suppose you've got $100,000 in equity. Let's say you need $10,000 in rehabilitation costs. And they're going, well, I don't have it in my savings account. Yeah, you do. You do have it in your savings account. It's called your house, your home equity.
Oh, okay.
And you can get what's called a home equity loan. They're very, very cheap. I don't do these types of loans, but I can definitely give you a referral to mm-hmm. a local banker. They're very cost effective. Maybe total costs for it is like $800, $475 for the appraisal, and then $350 for closing costs. And you can get a home equity loan at maybe 4.25%. And let's say you have that loan for 3 months. Your total payment per month on that $10,000 or $20,000 is either going to be $40 or $80 a month. Now you can go hire somebody to put that carpet in, maybe put some refacing of the cabinets, put some new flooring in, do the paint, fix the hole in the roof.
Right.
And guess what? Your house is ready to go now.
And Mimi can help you figure out what the cost-effective things you need to do to get that house market ready is. So we're not saying, you know what, you need to put in a whole new patio.
No, we're not talking about that.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not talking about adding additions on. We're not. Now, guess what? If we have a faulty furnace that has 1 year's life, maybe it's time for us to replace that furnace, because guess what? That buyer that comes in, they're going to have a home inspection done on the house. And guess what the home inspector is going to tell the consumer that's buying?
Well, the furnace
has 1 year's life left. Now, guess what? You've already got a purchase agreement already signed. You've got a closing date. You're already thinking about moving. And next thing you know, the buyer's saying, well, we want you to replace the furnace. Well, replace it up front. Because guess what? Now your buyer, when they make that offer and that home inspector goes through the home, they're going, oh my God, everything's been taken care of. All the little ticky-tack stuff. And guess what? That buyer feels a warm and fuzzy inside their mouth.
So right. The thing is, when you've got a buyer and they think that there's even a potential, you see that little first flame in the eye. I kind of like this one. How old is the roof? How old is the siding? How old is the furnace? Always the first things that they want to know. And then they're thinking about windows. So maybe you've got a couple of windows that are kind of shot. Maybe then you get your contractor and you do just like what Phil was talking about, because we know those are going to be red flags for buyers. Mm-hmm. We're not asking you to do major renovation. We're not asking you to get a complete kitchen remodel. You're never going to get your money back out of that. Not if you're getting ready to sell. You're going to have to, you know, not do huge things, but do what's necessary to get your house up to what we would consider selling standards.
And sure. Don't try and hide things, because that's not going to work.
It's not going to work. Mm-hmm. No. And the thing is a consumer that's selling their home, the one thing that they should go into the process thinking is, how do I make this house pop?
Okay.
Make it pop. Because guess what? Now you're creating an environment where you're going to get a multiple offer situation on that property. And guess what? Now Mimi's coming back to you going, we got four offers on the property. Let me talk to you about each offer. There's pros and cons to each offer, but you got four offers.
Okay.
And oh, by the way, one offer is $10,000 more than the other. Now guess what? Because you made the house pop, you just created $10,000 more for yourself.
Absolutely. You know, and your appraiser is going to be going through, and even though you've added a new furnace, it's not going to increase your appraised value, but they are going to make note of the fact of the improvements that you've done on the house. So this is not going to do anything that's going to, you know, put you in a bad position. You want to make sure that the house is appraisable.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you look at the appraisal, they have what's called C levels. Okay. C1 through C5. The worse your home is, the higher the lower the number. Okay.
Okay.
So the thing is, that does affect appraised value, because you're comparing that versus other homes in your specific neighborhood or the comparables that are being used in the report.
Absolutely. Because, you know, the appraiser is human. It's not a machine. So, you know, it definitely would behoove a seller to have a nice list of all the improvements that you've done since you've owned the property that can be on the counter when the appraiser comes through. All of those things really add up. I know when we had our house refinanced, that's exactly what I did. Of course, I was a licensed realtor, and I'm like, here's my list. So please be sure and take that into account.
Maybe Mimi makes a very good point. If you're going to do renovations to your home prior to selling, you want to keep the receipts and maybe even put it into an Excel format that's real easy to be seen by the appraiser, because they will take that information and put it into the report, and it will affect the value.
Now, how do I know to give it to the appraiser? Like, how does that even work? Do I leave it on my kitchen counter, or what do I do?
Well, your realtor hopefully will instruct you to put together a good list, and you can leave it on your counter. Or your realtor maybe can give it to the appraiser. It depends on which side of the fence you're on.
Okay.
If I'm repping on the seller side, then obviously I'll be able to tell the seller what they, you know, could do that could benefit that. And of course, I'm going to know as the listing agent when the appraisal is and who the appraiser is. Now, Phil, on the other hand, he has arm's length with appraisers. He can't contact them. He has no information about it.
Okay.
All right. So one way to do this is to do a home equity. And guess what? If you're lost, call me. 651-238-6748. I'll walk you through what you need to do, who you need to talk to. And then if you need help with a licensed general contractor, you can contact Mimi or myself, and we can provide you some referrals.
And Phil's got a lot of money in his pocket right now, lined up with it, if you call.
Yeah, but I'm not giving you any money to rehab your home, sorry to say, okay?
And he's out there with a paint stick.
No. So the question comes down to, I don't want to do the home equity loan. There are two programs out there. One's called an FHA 203K rehab loan that goes all the way up to $35,000 that can be used for rehabilitation. And believe it or not, we can use this specific product to actually buy the house, rehab the house, and as long as the work is done within 6 months by a qualified general contractor, we can actually encapsulate everything. And I get this question all the time. Phil, we want to buy this house, but it needs new appliances, okay? Well, it's either we do a 203K to do that, or the consumer then just has to go buy their appliances on their own.
And Phil, I'm going to need you to break that down for me, because I seem like I'm really excited about that, but I need you to give me a little more details about that. So we'll do that when we get back. We're also going to remind everybody about this great giveaway that Phil has over at his realtor. And now, Mimi, what else do we need to cover when we return?
Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the 203K and also the conventional product.
Home style renovation.
Absolutely.
All right, that and more on the Red Hot Real Estate Show in just a minute. If you weren't feeling that holiday spirit, then Mimi Shoneman and Phil Olson will help you get in the mood, because Phil, you had just a really, really amazing giveaway going on that even Mimi, your friend and business partner, was like, are you sure you want to do that? So Santa is coming early, Phil. Thank you very much for doing that.
And I'm putting a big present under the tree for you, okay?
I can't wait to see what I get this year. I have been really good, by the way.
Outstanding. Well, if you've been good or only mediocre, you can still call us here at the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. And remind everybody about this amazing deal you have going on right now.
Anybody that closes a deal with Mimi and I'm going to reduce your closing cost by $650. And yes, it's coming out of my pocket.
Wow.
Mimi's
just shaking her head like, I don't know. My friend, did he slip and fall on his way in here?
He is a little different today, don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he's excited because his Vikings might make it to the Super Bowl. So maybe it gave him a good boo. But you can also get our brand new winter editions of Things to Consider When Buying a Home and Things to Consider When Selling a Home, the winter 2017 edition of those. And I'm glad, because those are right hot off the presses, right, Mimi?
They're brand new. Mm-hmm. So we also want to encourage everybody to go to viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com, where you can shop all the MLS properties to your heart's content. You can actually schedule showings with us right through that site. So be sure and check that out.
And a lot of people are doing a lot of window shopping right now anyway, because the holidays are coming up. And it's like, you know what? Do a little something for yourself.
Exactly.
Go out there and look at, you know, because you hear all the time, it's winter, I can't buy a house right now, or I don't want to buy a house right now. And you tell people all the time that's not the case.
Listen, I was having dinner with my husband, and the waiter was talking about he didn't know what he was going to get his fiance for Christmas. And I left him a little note, and I'm like, how about a house?
That's better than those car commercials.
You know what I'm saying?
You go, Mimi.
And so then he said, well, as a matter of fact, we're thinking about moving to Florida to get a house. So if you want to maybe escape the cold winter months, Phil and I can both help you go wherever you want. It doesn't matter. I mean, and we can come visit you in Acapulco. It's good.
And we've been discussing some products out there that a lot of people are not familiar with as a potential home buyer. You don't know about this product, but honestly, this is one of those products that Phil is an expert in that a lot of mortgage consultants probably don't know about either, or don't know how to do.
Well, there's a lot of banks and there's a lot of mortgage loan officers that either don't want to do these or they don't have the ability to do these. So they never, ever get presented to the consumer. And a lot of people think, we're talking about buying houses. Believe it or not, these programs can also be used on a refinance as well.
Okay.
So if you wanted to rehab your home and make your house look pretty, you can use these products for that specific venture.
Okay. So is there anything that these products won't cover?
Great question. On the FHA 203K side, we call it basically a lipstick loan. Okay. So we're not going to be moving load-bearing walls. We're not going to be putting a swimming pool, in-ground swimming pool in the backyard. We're not going to be doing landscaping. But guess what? Let's say we want to redo the floors. We have a bad roof. We want to replace the garage door. We want to replace all the doors to six-panel doors. We want to put wood flooring in. We want to put marble countertops. We want to put refacing. We want to tile the bathroom. I mean, the list is very, very big on an FHA 203K, whereas on a home-style renovation, which is a conventional loan product, you have to have a little bit better credit scores, a little bit better equity position, a little bit better assets and those types of things. You can actually put an in-ground pool with a home-style renovation loan.
Or if I wanted to build a really snazzy patio and like an outdoor kitchen, that's a conventional.
Correct.
Okay. So are both of the caps $35,000?
No. You've actually got, it is on the FHA side, you have what's called the full-blown rehabilitation loan, which goes above the $35,000, whereas the $35,000 is one that you, the consumer, basically control, meaning you work with a general contractor, and you're going to be allowed to borrow up to, it is 85% of the $35,000. So you're able to borrow about $30,000. The other $5,000 has to be kept in reserves for overages.
Okay.
All right. Whereas on it is the standard full-blown FHA 203K loan, you're able to go above that amount. The downside to it is you have to work with an FHA representative. They're actually a consultant, and they are going to be the one that's actually going to sit down and work with you through all the numbers and all the parts of the project. So if we're having to do a big, major renovation, that specific product would work with the understanding that the house has to meet all specific codes. Everything has to be fixed first before we talk about the niceties of the house.
So let's talk about fixing. So, for instance, we see so many wet basements in the metro area. So let's just say that we know that the basement is wet, and it's probably going to need to have a drain tile and then probably some refinishing on the walls. Is that something that one of these products would work for the homeowner? That's
the standard FHA 203K. Because you got a $30,000 limit would definitely work for that, because I'm assuming that cost is going to be somewhere between, and you're probably better at this than I am, but I'm thinking $2,000 to $4,000.
It depends on who you have do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so, is that a close number?
I would say a little higher depending on the size of the house. But still doable.
FHA 203K. And for those consumers that are out there, you know, looking at homes right now, thinking about wanting to buy, I challenge you to call in right now. Mimi and I have just a plethora of information we can provide to you. And if you're represented by a loan officer, you're represented by a real estate agent, that's fine. Call in. We'll be glad to answer your questions for you. And maybe you need to talk with your loan officer. Maybe you need to talk to your real estate agent and say, hey,
I heard about
this. Can we do that? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then during the week, Phil, if somebody is not able to call right now and they listen to the podcast, how do they call and get to talk with you?
They can reach me at 651-238-6748, or they can email me at phil@callphilolson.com.
And whatever you do, please mention the show so you can get that $600, right?
$650.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. So when we're shopping with buyers and also with our sellers out there, they know that they've got what's called effervescence on their concrete block walls. And that's when the crystals of the water, they kind of eke through the concrete.
Okay.
And you have to take care of that. And it is one of the things that freaks buyers out the most. Of everything that we see, that and black mold, because as soon as they see it, they're like, oh my gosh,
I'm out.
This house has mold. And, you know, I can't deal with mold because I don't know how much that is. That's crazy. And I can tell you, there's an enormous percent of homes in St. Paul and Minneapolis, all throughout the metro. If you've got concrete block in your basement, there's a good chance that that's just the way it goes. Right, Phil?
And I would agree with you, Mimi. And those things can be fixed.
Okay.
Now, there's mold and there's mold. Okay. We got mold in the woodwork. We got mold in all the, you know, the outside walls. Now you're talking a major project.
Okay.
We're talking mold on cement. That's, from my understanding, I'm not a mold expert, but my understanding is that's not very difficult to take care of.
And the thing is if you do have mold, you want to take care of it.
Correct.
Because that's a living, eating organism.
Not good.
And especially if you've got it on your drywall. So let's just say, for instance, that you have an isolated, bathrooms are super moist and wet.
Right.
And if you don't have the right ventilation in there, you oftentimes see mold, you know, on walls, around the tub, surround, this and that. And instead of freaking out, you could talk with a mold person and say, you know, how bad is this? And so then you might have to do an intrusive test for your inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the seller is going to have to agree to that. And sometimes they won't. But if they would, then you could then talk to your mold specialist. And if they said, yeah, this is isolated to this area, and that could be taken care of in one of these renovation products. Right,
yep.
Phil?
Now, and here's an important fact for the consumer on these products is you can either move in. Once we do this loan, your construction begins.
Okay.
And they have 6 months to complete it. Now, dependent on what the construction is, you can literally move into the house. Then again, we're talking about the mold issue.
Maybe
we don't move into the house and we have 6 months to get it fixed. And maybe after 2 months, that issue's fixed and you can move into the home. And believe it or not, with these programs, guess what? You don't have to make a mortgage payment for the first 6 months, too.
So it's not like you're paying for a house you can't live in.
You can literally build that into the mortgage.
That is good news right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So then you can get it fixed just like you want, cutify it all up, and then pay for it in 6 months.
And that way you're not paying rent and mortgage payment at the same time.
Right. Because which is a lot of times you're like, well, how do I build in the expense for all this? And I just want to get in the house and be done. What you're saying is that there already are provisions for you to not end up coming double dipping out of your pocket over and over again because of that kind of thing.
Right. Now, one quick thing, and I hear this question all the time, is, well, I'm a contractor. I'm going to do the work. I'm sorry to say, you're not doing the work.
You have to have arm's length.
You're not doing any of the work. Now, matter of fact, if you're going to do the painting, then you don't build that into the bid.
Okay.
You do the painting on your own. Okay. But it has to be a licensed general contractor that we can visually see not only that they have a website, they have a builder's license. They've been doing this for a long time. But another important fact is you want to work with a general contractor that has worked with this specific type of loan product before, because there's specific paperwork they have to basically fill out.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to say, there's some general contractors, they do a great job, but they're not good at paperwork.
Okay.
So for you disc profilers, they need to have some C on there.
All right. Well, we are going to give you some more tips on some specifics and getting your house a little coat of lipstick and thinking that you can go, all right, I'm not building my own house, but I'm making this house my own. So we're going to get you in that. And what else are we going to cover when we get back, Mimi?
Well, I think we're going to continue talking about some of the things that folks can do with these products. And we hope we'll be able to talk to some callers so they can get $650 from Phil.
Definitely. You can call us at 651-641-1071. The Red Hot Real Estate Show will be right back. 651-641-1071. That was my old radio DJ. Thank you very much, producer Ryan. I know you appreciated that. But if you want to get in on this amazing deal, we are encouraging you to call us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show, because Phil Olson is giving away $650 off of closing costs. And Mimi has told him over and over today that that's too much.
Well, as soon as he comes out of his whatever sort of condition, I'm not sure when that would be. Phil,
I'm just happy.
What are you giving away?
$650 off of closing costs if you use Mimi and I. And I'm going to put that offer on the table for the next 90 days. So anybody that calls and's working with Mimi and I will honor that, and you'll see it right at the closing table.
651-641-1071. 651-641-1071. You can get more information on that amazing deal. You can also get our guides that are brand new, the Winter Guides 2017, right,
yeah,
Mimi?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got some really informative guides, buyer and seller guides. for the winter edition. So they're brand new off the press. So if you'd like one, just be sure and get in touch with our producer, Ryan, during the week. You can reach me at 651-578-2218 or Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com. We've got to make sure that we've got your digits right and also your email right. So, you know, that's easy to transpose sometimes.
And if you're one of those people that's already been doing a lot of browsing out there online for what should I get for the holidays, we want to encourage you to go to viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com and browse some houses.
Absolutely.
Do something for your longevity versus, I can get another pair of shoes. You can do that anytime.
Listen, buy yourself a house for Christmas, for goodness sake. We'll put a bow on it. It'll be amazing. Right,
the biggest bow ever. No problem.
We'll even put lights on it.
Oh,
well,
look
I'm
at you.
I'm not doing lights, man.
Yeah, he's doing everything.
Get my own house
I'll
done.
I'll throw a few lights on.
Okay, all right, see, that's great. So you can get $650 off closing costs, and also Phil Olson will help you put your lights up. That's perfect. I want to do that. I like doing that. I like the holidays, so I'll come help you, Phil. We can put up some lights. I'll even get one of those fancy like poles so we can put them up in the tree.
Hey, as long as you're helping me, that's okay.
All these
no
guys,
problem.
They're on here talking about painting and paint sticks and oh my goodness.
See, I like all that stuff. I'm an excellent taper when I do the painting.
Yeah.
I
we
like
got skills.
Painting.
We got skills.
So. Yeah, so call us at 651-641-1071. Because part of what started this conversation with Mimi and Phil is that people, when they're out there looking for houses, they go, it needs to be perfect. And we just want to encourage you to take that word out of your lexicon when you're looking for a house and go, what can we do to make it perfect for you?
Right.
And there are specific programs that Phil's been covering today where you're going, I don't want to buy this house because then I'm going to have to spend all this money to get it ready for me to live in it.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
you don't know that there's actually a program that Phil can do from jump that can get that done for you. So you're not moving into a house that you think is ugly and you hate.
All you need to do, I mean, it's really, really simple. You apply with me. I'm going to get you approved. You find me a contractor. We get the bids. We close the loan, we complete the repairs, and guess what? You move in.
Perfect. So you're not just sitting there looking at the house going, oh my gosh, I bought this house and I can't stand it. It's like, no, we're helping you do this. Because as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, building a house from scratch, you're not going to get it for the price point that you'll be able to get an existing house and actually renovate to suit your needs as far as the aesthetics go.
Unless you're willing to spend $350,000, those are the that's kind of the starting point right now for new builds.
So, you know, one of the home types that I think that we're going to see a tremendous pressure on is the one level living. Your Ramblers, baby boomers are, we're not getting any younger. Okay.
Right.
And so it's predicted over the next 20 years that they're not even going to be able to keep up with demand on those one level living. So if you are someone who thinks that in the next 10 years that you're going to want to downsize, now would be a fantastic time for you to jump on some of these Ramblers. Now, keep in mind, many of them can be dated.
Okay.
And so this product that Phil is talking about right now is perfect. So let's say, for instance, you have everything you need on that one level, but you just want the washing machine and dryer to be on the same floor.
Right.
Because oftentimes they're in the basement and those stairs can be very difficult.
Especially when you're carrying your laundry. Yes.
And that's simple. We just convert one of the bedrooms into a washroom.
A utility area.
Yeah.
And what about would one of those chair systems that go down, that would that be counted or is that an accessory?
No, we could. I mean, I'd have to take a look at the guideline, but I think you can put an elevator in.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I like that concept. And mm-hmm. so there are going to be a lot of folks out there that are going to be looking for creative ways to be able to live in place, because literally some of the commercial builders right now, they cannot keep up with the demand of these one level livings because mm-hmm. it's just our population is getting older.
And people are like, we don't want you to look at your future as if it is a sad thing. We're not saying, oh my gosh, you're getting older. This is something negative. It's like, no, you're going to be able to be more in control of your life because you're planning ahead now while you have the ability to do some of these things instead
right.
of feeling like you're backed into a corner
now,
10 years down the road.
I want to say that I just did a search on the MLS right now, and we've got about 1,500 properties that are single family that are zero to $150,000.
Ooh, it's okay.
And it's the whole MLS, not just the Twin Cities Metro. It's what covers in our board. But now is the time for you to try, if you want to get in on trying to get a deal, now is the time for you to do so, because we've seen just the increases in price over the last 2 years has been exponential, how fast prices are going. And Phil, I can't even believe interest rates are still as good as they are.
They're still great. You know, the one thing I'm trying to tell folks is if you're going to buy, you should be buying right now, between now and February. So if you're even thinking about buying in spring, I would tell you to reassess, and you should be calling Mimi to set up an appointment and think about buying between December and February because you're going to get your best price.
Let me tell you something about those out there renting with leases. Okay, talk to your landlord because the rental demands are significant. So will your landlord let you get out of your lease? Possibly, because maybe they're looking for an opportunity to raise the rent.
Yep.
And so do not let that lease stop you from getting into a good deal. Because, Phil, talk about some the scenarios. Let's say somebody's in a one-year lease. It's not up till June, mm-hmm. but they want to start looking at properties now. What should they be thinking about?
Well, I would say, first off, I mean, remember, my motto is the five P's: prior planning prevents a poor performance. I would tell them to meet with me. Let's take a look at your situation. Let's look at the financials. Let's determine what can be done, what can't be done. And then we need to explore that option of talking to that landlord and seeing if we're able to get out of that specific lease.
Right.
All right. Until we start talking and looking at everything, you know, I can't tell you what the consumer can do. But believe me, within an hour session, them meeting with me, I'll be able to give them all their options.
And a lot of times you think that you're in a much more negative position than you are because of maybe something that happened in your past, something that's going on. You think, where, you know, I'm not quite ready for home ownership. But now's the time for you to talk to somebody, because then if you work with the right expert, they can help you get ready for that.
You know what I like about working with Phil is that he has so many options. So, you know, somebody comes in, it's not a one-stop shop. It's just, let me think about that, because he's able to take a mortgage situation and be a true consultant. And maybe he can think of a different program that you would qualify for that you hadn't thought of yet yourself. So, for instance, like a rural development, you could be like, well, one, you know, street away from actually being in the zone to qualify for that. But that's off topic. So if you're out there and you're a seller and you think, you know, I'd like to sell, but I just think maybe I'm not in a position, we definitely welcome you to reach out to us so that we can offer you a free market analysis, no obligation. Just reach out to us during the week, Mimi at mnredhotrealestate.com, and call Phil Olson for all of your mortgage pre-approvals. And where can they call you?
They can reach me at 651-238-6748.
Or call philolson.com, and you can get all the information on this and our other episodes of the Red Hot Real Estate Show at mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot.
Our house in the middle of our house, it has a crowd. There's always something happening, and it's